Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Right about now, though, we're going with your epic cheating stories. We're trying to eradicate cheating from SoCal. How? You call in or text in your cheating stories, expose those cheaters' tactics, and bam, we all learn from it.
It's like we're arming you with knowledge, you know what I'm saying? To catch a crook, it helps to be a crook. Isn't that like some awful TV show slogan? To catch a cheater? Well, don't be a cheater, but
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You heard it.
You get it.
877-971-HITS, number to call or text. All right, Diana from Southgate, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Diana, thank you so much for calling in and exposing cheaters' tactics. What happened to you and what red flags did you miss?
It was so funny. She was my friend for about 7 years. And unfortunately, you know, she was telling me all her sad hobby stories. You know, I felt really bad and sad for her because her home got all infested with bed bugs.
She got a bunch of bed bugs and then her house got infested with bed bugs. That's like one of the sad stories. It just makes me sad.
This was your girlfriend, friend that's a girl, and then became your girlfriend?
No, she was my friend for 7 years.
Got it.
Unfortunately, you know, I felt bad for her because of what happened. And at that time, I was pregnant with twins.
Wow. So your friend had a house infested with bed bugs. Did you, like, let her stay with you?
Yes, I let her stay with me for a couple of months.
Wow.
I didn't even charge her a dime. And then to top it off, you know, my husband's like, oh, well, you know, I'll help her out.
Financially,
like,
yeah.
So I was kind of noticing, like, you know, her gestures and the way she was kind of giving me dirty looks. And I was like, wait, something's not okay here. And then he was like, yeah, I'm going to go to her house, blah, blah. And to turn out, they were both lying to me all this time. And to top it off, I've seen all the videos. Like Cardi B says, oh, you want to send nudes to my man? Yeah, they're going to end up being on the gram.
Wow.
Wait. So you busted your friend sending videos back and forth with your husband, and then you posted them?
Something like that.
Damn.
Don't want to get into those details, but yeah, I still have some more saves I can show her children because she's like.
So you and your man have split. You guys are done.
We're going to get divorced. Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, you allowed one of your good friends, because you have such a great heart, to stay at your house. And she ended up sleeping with your husband.
Yep. And I found out like about 3 weeks after my twins were born. Mm.
Do you think that the bed bugs were actually your husband in her bed?
I don't know, because I don't have none of those in my house. So I think they were coming from somebody else, and she's a dirty person.
I love that you self-edited there. She's a dirty person.
Well, and usually, you know, because you'd be like, yo, you should be more mad at your husband for cheating on you. But Diana has every right to be pissed off at this woman because it was her friend, and she allowed her into her house thinking, hey, I'm going to help her out financially and all the above. What red flags do you think you missed in this whole situation?
It wasn't that I missed. It's just, unfortunately, there's people out there that's, you know, with a malice heart that, you know, you try to help people, but like they say, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Preach.
You know, I'll just let karma take care of them.
Yeah,
you never know. You stay ready, so you ain't got to get ready.
Always.
Damn. Well, Diana, listen, I don't think it's a very good idea for you to post these videos or pictures, especially because she's got kids and you don't want to get them involved. But if you do, tag us on it, okay?
Oh, yeah, I will, because it's like, you know, she didn't touch her heart for my kids.
No.
Why am I going to touch my heart for her?
No, Diana, that was a joke. No, don't do it.
Listen, I'm down. You can tag me.
Diana, I'm sorry you had to go through that. All you wanted to do was help out a friend, and she ended up smashing your husband. But thank you so much for calling and exposing that story to us. We wish you all the best. And I know you're going to do everything you can to be there for your kids because you're just that kind of warrior. I can tell you have that kind of good heart.
Thanks. Have a good day, you guys.
Crazy ass stories, man.
I mean, I think the line of the
day. You know what I'm saying?
It might be an early frontrunner for dopest moment of the show today is Edgar being super genuine, like, listen, I know you have a good heart and all you want to do is bring one of your friends who was in need into your home. And she ended up smashing your husband.
Bro, it was very sincere. That sucks, man. That's not cool.
I know. It's just you went from so sincere to smashing. That's never happened.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.